All right, please. Trees off President Counter 4, Your Honor.
Thank you. Go ahead and have a seat.
Let me start with the state and ask, will the state stipulate and agree? The jury is presently situated and correctly constituted.
Yes, Your Honor.
Defense?
We do.
Thank you. And members of the jury, I hope the lunch was good for you. Thank you for your patience there. We're starting right on time now. At this point in the trial, it's the state's opportunity to give an opening statement. And so, Mr. Beltran, you're welcome to give an opening statement. I'll tell both parties you're welcome to enter the well for the opening statement without asking the court. Thank
you. May I proceed, Your Honor?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good afternoon. Hope you're lunch. Well, members of the jury, on June 28, 2022, there was an event that took place at the Iowa State Capitol. Now, this event was a protest involving two sides with different viewpoints on that issue. You're going to hear from the state's only witness, Trooper Mike Fish of the Iowa State Police, who's going to testify that he was present on that day performing his duties as an Idaho state trooper. And that he was there to maintain order between both sides. You're going to hear that at some point, Trooper Kish made contact with the defendant, Alan Hardy, because it appeared that she was in an argument with a member of the opposing side. Trooper Kish was trying to de-escalate the situation. However, in trying to de-escalate the situation, he was speaking with the defendant. At some point, she smacked away his hand. Now, further attempts at de-escalation, Trooper Kish is going to testify that at some point he turned his back to address someone on the opposing side. And then while he had his back turned, the defendant was still interested in getting at this opposing member. And in doing so, she bumped into Trooper Kish with her chest while he had his back turned. Trooper Kish did not give permission to the defendant to come into any sort of physical contact with him. And eventually, the defendant was able to be kept separated from this opposing member walk into the crowd. After all the evidence for myself and defense counsel, you're going to be asked to render a decision based on the charge of battery. Considering all the evidence that the state has presented to you, the state is going to ask that you return a verdict of guilty for battery.
Thank you, Mr. Beltran. Mr. Black, do you wish to give opening now or defer?
Now, please.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This last summer, Roe v. Wade was overturned, and there were a couple of protests at the Capitol building. June, two sides met at the same time, pro-life, pro-choice. There's a lot of arguing, there's a lot of yelling.
Objection, Your Honor. I'm going to state that any type of Roe v. Wade and abortion rights argument or facts be left out.
I'm going to overrule. This is opening. I think it gives the context in which the settings here. Quite frankly, it's already been addressed in jury selection that there were parties there. So I think the fact that why the parties were there, the agreement is relevant in this case. Go ahead, Mr. Black.
Before we interrupted, we were talking about the argument that was happening at these protests. So I think from the right side, from the left side, there were pro-life and pro-choice. Doesn't really matter who was on which side, but there was a woman on the opposing side from Avalon. And you'll see a video of a large number of police there today. A lot of Idaho State Troopers in full gear. They have their black vests on. They have police batons, firearms, police badges. Idaho State Troopers even have very particular hats, black brimmed, almost witchy look that Idaho State Troopers has. And you'll see a large number of them there, keeping the peace at that time. During the video, you'll see a woman and Ms. Hardy Avalon yelling at each other. The fight you'll hear started because that woman called her back. Avalon started yelling at her. You'll see in the video that her friends start pulling her back, and that an individual, a man, in a suit coat, a blue suit coat with a pin on this, a black pin on this lapel, and some khaki pants, steps in between, and you can see him kind of pushing her back, along with all of her friends who are pulling her as well. While they're pulling her, a woman named Destiny steps in front of her. You see her by the red hat she's wearing. By the black hat, the white leather, excuse me, that she's wearing. Steps in front of Avalon and kind of puts her hand in front of her. You'll see Avalon push her hand off, push Destiny's hand off her. And at that point, Avalon is still yelling at the other woman, the woman on the other side of the call. So the two of them are exchanging yells, and there's this man in the middle with a blue suit coat and some khaki pants, and he's talking to her and he's telling her to step back. Eventually, she's pulled back into the crowd by the rest of her friends. He turns around and he starts to address the other side of the crowd, the woman who called her back, and he's talking to them. And if he's talking to them, you'll see a sea of people, all shoulder to shoulder, chest to chest. You'll see, towards the back of the video, Adelman start working her way back through the crowd, because, as you'll hear, the two of them are still yelling at each other. They're still having a verbal argument. And you'll see her brush past the officer, well, the man who's later identified as an officer in the blue suit coat and khaki pants. Mr. Kitch is here to testify today as the defendant. What you won't see is you won't see a battery. You won't see her pushing. You won't see her chest pumping. You won't see her shoving. And so I'm going to ask you to find that she's not guilty. Mm-hmm. She's in fact innocent. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Black. Is State prepared to call their witness?
The State is, Your Honor.
And who is that?
The State calls Trooper Michael Kish.
And Mr. Beltran, you're welcome to begin inquiry once a witness is seated.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, Trooper. Tell the jury your name and spell your last name for the record, please.
My name is Michael Allen Kish. Last name is K-I-S-H.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, sir.
Who are you employed by?
Idaho State Police.
What are your duties with the Idaho State Police?
I'm a lieutenant with the Idaho State Police, and I have jurisdiction or responsibility of managing security for the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the Governor's Protection Detail.
Trooper Kish, I want to discuss what brings us here today. Do you recall where you were on June
28,
2022?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall where you were around 6:52 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
Where were you?
I was in the state capitol.
What city is that in?
In Boise, Idaho, in Ada County.
What was the reason you were there?
We had a protest and counter-protest going on.
So what were your duties consisting of for in regards to that event?
I was managing the troopers who were there on the footprint to help ensure public safety. Both groups would be able to be safe while they were protesting.
So while you were there, did anything draw your attention?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
Well, we had our scrimmage line of troopers. There was two females that were exchanging vulgarities and words across the scrimmage line.
So it looked like they were arguing?
Yes, sir.
Do you recall what those females that you stated were wearing?
I do.
What was one of them wearing?
One of them was wearing a black tank top with spaghetti straps.
And if you saw that individual again today, would you be able to recognize her?
I would.
Is she in the courtroom today?
Yes, sir.
Can you please point her out and identify her by a piece of clothing?
She's the woman at the defendant's table with the black long sleeve shirt on.
So when your attention was drawn to these two women that were arguing, what did you do?
I stepped up and told them to stop in the beginning, and then I stepped in between them.
Okay. Who were you facing? Were you facing anyone in particular?
I was facing the defendant.
And when you were facing her, did she continue arguing with the opposing member?
She did.
Were you trying to de-escalate the situation?
Yes, sir.
How did you do so?
Well, I told him to stop. The woman behind me, when I first approached them, I told them both to stop, and the woman who I had my back to in the beginning, at that point, had started to leave. I was talking to the defendant, telling her to calm down, to back off, and to stop yelling.
Did you raise your hands at any point?
I did, yes, sir.
Was there any contact made when your hands were raised?
No.
So you didn't raise your hands toward the defendant?
No, I had them at about between the waist and chest level on me.
Okay. But was there any movement in regards to your hands?
No, sir. When I was speaking, I was holding my hands out like this. And when I speak, I tend to move my hands a little bit, but not large sweeping motions, no, sir.
Okay. At any point, did you turn your back away from the defendant?
I did.
And why did you do that?
Conversation with her was done at that point. I was going to move on up to check on other troopers.
Okay. So I kind of want to backtrace a little bit, trooper. Was there yelling between these two women?
There was.
Do you recall what they were saying?
I don't recall exactly what they were saying. I can't remember if they had it was an issue with a phone or if it was just, I think one might have been recording the other, but I can't say 100% for sure.
But they were yelling at each other?
Yes.
Were they yelling vulgarities?
Yes.
Okay, so moving forward, when you have your back turned, what happened at that point?
I started to move away slightly, and the defendant moved forward and pushed into me, felt like trying to push past me.
So you felt contact on your back?
I did, yes, sir.
Did that prompt you to turn around and face her again?
It did.
Did you give her permission at any point to allow her to bump into you?
No, sir.
Was the defendant able to be kept separated from this opposing member?
She was.
And do you recall where she went after they were separated?
After the defendant had bumped or pushed into me, I explained to somebody who I thought might have been her friend or at least an influencer with her, tell her she needed to leave, she needed to get her out of here now before she got herself into more trouble.
Did the defendant walk away?
When I started to turn and walk away, then two people were moving her away at that point.
Were you made aware that this interaction between you and the defendant was recorded?
I figured it was, since there were a lot of people that day that I saw had cameras recording. So it was my safe assumption to say that I would assume that.
Okay. Your Honor, I have here what's been marked as State's Exhibit 1 for identification. I would like to first be passed to witness.
Thank you. Is Mr. Black seen a copy of this?
I've seen an email of it, Judge.
Okay. Are you satisfied, or do you need a chance to review?
On his representation, I'm satisfied.
Thank you, Mr. Black. We can hand that to the witness.
Sir?
Trooper Kish, you have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 1 for identification. Do you recognize it?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
It's a flash drive that has a video of the event on it.
And how do you recognize it?
I watched that video a few days ago. I initialed on one side, data on the other.
Would you say that the video in that flash drive contains a fair and accurate representation of your interaction with the defendant on that date?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, at this time, I admit to move Exhibit 1 to evidence.
Response, Mr. Black?
No.
State's Exhibit 1 is admitted.
Permission to publish, Your Honor?
Granted. Once you get it going, I'm going to turn the lights down a little bit.
Thank you, bud.
Trooper Kish, is that you in the video?
It is, yes, sir.
And is that the defendant yelling those vulgarities?
Yes, sir.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Beltran. Mr. Black, do you need the exhibit, or can we retain that? I'm happy to leave it there if you're
please,
using it.
Yeah, just in case.
Go ahead. You're welcome to inquire, Mr. Black.
Thank you, Judge. So, Trooper Kish, you were there in your capacity as a trooper.
Yes, sir.
And there were, I'd say, quite a few other law enforcement there as well. Is that fair?
There was.
Mm-hmm. How many would you say?
I'd have to go back and look at operations plans for that day. I'd say there was probably 8 to 10 troopers, and there were some Boise police officers as well.
Okay. 10 police officers?
I'd say somewhere in the early teens.
Early teens? So,
yes, sir.
Looking at around 20-something officers total?
Probably a little less than that, but it could be as high as 20.
Okay. And that's total law enforcement?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And then as far as total turnout for individuals, maybe 200 people?
I'd push a little higher than that day. I'd say more like a 300 between the protest and counter-press, protest both.
So about 300 individuals there?
Yes, sir.
Around 20 or so law enforcement?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like at this point in time, there's kind of a, I think you called it a line between the two of them?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And that's with one side protesting, the other side protesting?
Correct.
And those mm-hmm. are both different opposing viewpoints?
Yes, sir.
And it looks like there's a line of troopers along that?
Correct. We had, if I may, we had a group protest, counter-protest, and we create a line down the center. Essentially, if you could split the stairs on the north side of the Capitol, or crashing the south side of the Capitol, we essentially had a line of troopers there to try to keep two groups apart.
And you're there to manage that security detail?
Yes, sir.
The female officer in front of you in the video, what's her name?
I'd have to look at the video again. I believe that is Trooper Castellanos.
Okay. Do you know an officer or a trooper, Troy DeBee?
I do.
Was that person right there for that?
His stationing was about 12 feet to my left as if I was facing the defendant.
So was he able to see the entire thing?
I would say he would be, yes, sir.
You're familiar with the report that was made in this case?
Yes, sir.
And was that made because he saw it or because you reported what happened to him?
I didn't write the report, nor did I speak to him afterward. So he had to have seen it to be able to write the report.
So he saw it, he wrote the report.
I would say he would, yes.
He testified a moment ago about the video here and about the interaction. Mm-hmm. You stated you never made contact with her.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Right. Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Are you saying never made contact when she moved or placed my hands on her?
Exhibit A.
Thank you.
You recognize this?
One second.
Yeah.
Getting older.
No worries.
Looks like part of that scene that day.
Okay. Is that fair to say that might be a still of the video we just watched?
Looks like it. Okay. Yes, sir.
Fair and accurate representation of that video we just watched?
I would say so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'd ask to have this admitted as Defense Exhibit A.
Response from the State. No objection, Your Honor. Defense A is admitted.
Okay. May I have that one, please? This is the still of the video here.
Okay.
It looks like the other individual. Can you identify with that laser pointer who the other individual that was in this argument was?
You defendant, is that what you're talking about?
No, the other individual that was arguing with her.
I don't know that I see that person in this picture.
Could it be this lady here?
It looks like a man to me, but so I wouldn't say that would be the lady.
And then this is Ms. Harding.
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay. And I see this officer here is making contact with her.
Okay, yes, sir.
And it looks like your hand here is pressed up against her breast.
I would say no, sir.
It looks like you are making contact with her in this photo.
No, sir.
So there's no contact.
It's not physically possible, I don't think, for my arm to bend that way, sir.
So is this here your hand?
No, sir. My arm is right here. I'd have to be able to bend my arm around this person, where I'm not pushing into her here. You don't see my arm at all. So I would say that's not my hand.
So to confirm right here, this thing I'm pointing at is not your hand.
I can't say if that is. No.
Can we publish the video again?
Yes. Okay. Do you have that with you, Mr. Black?
I have my own copy of it that was emailed from the state. If the state's okay with me playing that.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, sir. Yeah, thank you.
And do you wish to use Exhibit 1?
Please, Judge.
Yeah, let's have
that.
We have. Here. Yeah.
Judge, I have it downloaded on my computer. I was just going to publish it that way.
Okay. Any objection to that, Mr. Beltran?
No, that's fine, Your Honor.
Okay. We'll keep the state's exhibit 1. You're welcome to publish it. And this is an identical copy of that, Mr. Black?
Yes, Judge.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And before we get into that, sorry. I have some more questions before we get in. Flash the lights at you here. Have you had a chance to review Trooper DeBee's statement of what happened?
I have reviewed it in the past, yes, sir.
Okay. And today you're testifying that the battery happened when Ms. Hardy bumped into you in an attempt to get past at the end of this video?
Well, she had swatted my hand a little bit earlier in the video. You can see she swats my hand and comes in contact with the hand prior to the bump.
So those are the two batteries here, the swat and the bump?
Yes, sir.
No other batteries occur?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And just to confirm, too, you didn't write any sort of report in this case?
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. You didn't send any report later on in this case?
I did not.
And the only report you're aware of is the one written by Trooper DeBee?
Correct.
And that was the report that, let's talk about reports for a second.
Okay.
Reports are important, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They're important for you because they allow you to kind of recall your memory of what happened.
Yes, sir.
They're important for the prosecutor because it helps them decide how to charge the case.
Correct.
And they're important for me because they help me decide how to defend the case.
Absolutely.
Anything else there that I'm missing, why they're important?
No, sir.
Okay. That report states that Ms. Hardy repeatedly shoved you with her hands. That's not true, right?
Well, I'd have to look earlier in the video. I don't know if it happened earlier in the video or not.
But I think we just had you testify that there was a slap and a bump, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, but never a statement that she repeatedly pushed you with her hands.
Well, like I said, the video isn't, I'd have to look at a full video to find out if she did push me repeatedly with her hands.
I'm asking if you remember that. Did she push you repeatedly with her hands?
No, I do not.
Okay. So you do not remember that happening?
No, I do remember her slapping my hand. I remember her pushing past me.
And again, just making sure.
Okay.
You do not remember her shoving you repeatedly with her hands?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then later on in that report, it says that she continued to shove him with her hands and chest. Is that true?
I do remember at one point that isn't on one of these videos that she came closer to me and that her chest did come in contact with me.
And that would be the bump at the end of this video?
It would be earlier on.
So there's a separate account?
Yes, sir. It's not in the video, so I wasn't going to bring it up. But I would say there's a separate account. Yes, sir.
But according to today, let me read this all to you here. A female was involved in the fight, later identified by Sergeant Kish as Avalon Hardy. Began to shove Sergeant Kish repeatedly with her hands. We spoke about that already.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sergeant Kish was wearing a business suit with Idaho State Police badge and issued firearm on his belt. He identified himself as a police officer to Hardy.
Yes,
is that true?
It is. Okay.
She continued to shove him with her hands and chest. So Trooper DeBee is saying that that happened directly after, during this video. So that's not true.
Well, I can't answer to Sergeant DeBee's report. I didn't write that, sir.
But that's not what you remember happening.
I remember part of that happening, yes, sir.
And I guess we talked earlier, you said that the pushing with the hands and chest was a separate time.
I said pushing with the chest.
Was a separate time.
And I used the word bump, not push.
So I'm asking here, Trooper DeBee said that he saw, as the two of you were interacting, Ms. Hardy continue to shove you with her hands and her chest?
I'm not going to speak on the behalf of Sergeant DeBee. You'd have to ask him to come in the courtroom, sir.
Okay. I'm asking you, is that you? That's not what you remember happening?
You're asking me about the report. If you're asking me about what I remember happening, then I answered that. And I said that I don't remember her pushing me repeatedly with my hand, with her hands.
And then he says that after that, she continued to shove him with her hands and chest. I'm asking you if you remember that happening afterwards.
I don't remember that happening, no.
Okay. Thank you. May I have the projector? Thank you. Okay. And I'll ask you to watch this with me, Trooper Kish, if you could. Nope, maybe not. So do you see now this woman here?
Which one?
This one that I'm highlighting with the mouse.
Okay. Yes, sir. I would say that she's a female.
And does it seem like maybe the two of them are the ones yelling at the beginning of the video?
No, I actually know some various people in these videos by names. Okay. And I don't believe she was actually arguing with that woman. I think she was arguing with a different one.
Okay. And let me draw your attention to this right here. That's your hand, right?
I don't think it is. No, sir.
That's somebody else's hand.
I think it's a stretch.
A stretch?
Yes.
Of what?
And I would say that because my arm comes down like this. And how is my arm going to reach around to come all the way across the front of her body when her body isn't depressing in at all? So I would say, no, it isn't my hand. And I don't mean to be argumentative, counsel. I'm sorry. I just don't think that's my hand.
Because you would admit if that was your hand, that's a battery on her.
Objection, Your Honor.
Basis?
Relevance?
Response, Mr. Black.
Judge, I think it goes towards my ability to fairly and adequately cross-examine.
I'll overrule. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you need me to repeat the question?
Please.
I'm asking that if that is your hand, that would be a battery of Ms. Hart.
Well, it depends on, am I holding this person back for public safety? Am I holding these people back because they're going to go through blows?
No further questions, Judge.
Thank you. Redirect, Mr. Beltran.
Yes, Your Honor. So, Trooper Kish, in your attempt to separate the defendants from progressing this argument with another member or the opposing member, at some point you turned your back?
I did, yes, sir.
And what did you feel when you turned your back?
A large push.
And when you turned around, who were you facing?
The defendant.
Again, at any point did you give the defendant permission to come into physical contact with you with your back?
No, sir.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Thank you. Recross, Mr. Black.
Nothing, Judge.
Thank you. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Next witness, Mr. Beltran.
That's our only witness, Your Honor, but we request that the witness remain.
That's his choice.
Okay. So. Other than that, the state rests, Your Honor.
Members of the jury, the state's rested. Right now what I'm going to do is take a break, have some conversations with the attorneys, and then determine where we're moving from here. So what I'd like to do is excuse you. I'm going to give you the same reminder instruction that I've given in the past. You're not to discuss this case with one another. You're not to discuss the case with anyone else. No looking this up on the internet, tweeting, blogging, use of social media, no personal investigation into this as well. If anyone tries to talk to you about it, please walk away, tell them you can't talk to them. If And the other instruction is not to form any opinion yet about this case as it's still ongoing and no discussion. So with that a reminder, I'll excuse the jury.
All right, please.
Go ahead and have a seat. I think I could tell them how long we take a break for, but I know we'll have a few things to discuss. State's having rested Mr. Black. Anything you wish to address now?
Judge, I'd like to make a Rule 29 motion.
Go ahead.
I think the video speaks for itself, Judge. I don't see any battery on there. If anything, what I do see is a police officer who's committed some light perjury, saying that he did not, that's not his hand, a number of times. It is very clearly his hand. And then essentially says that the report that was given to the state by another individual is not true. What he told them is that, or I guess what he says, is he does not remember it happening in the way that the report states. The report says that Michael Kish was assisting with separating the protesters of opposing views while trying to separate the fight. He was able to get between them. Female, identified as Avalon Hardy, began to shove Sergeant Kish repeatedly with her hands. She continued to shove. He identified himself as a police officer. She continued to shove him with her hands and chest. According to him, that is not true. She did not shove him with her hands and chest. There was a slap and a bump. The slap, as the court can see from the video, is Miss Hardy trying to get the other woman's hand out from in front of her. That's Destiny, the woman with the red hat. I understand that battery is a general intent crime and that she does not have to have the specific intent to batter Officer Kish, simply the general intent to commit the act that does it. However, I do think that this is in no way something that the state can say is intentional, and I think they do need to prove that for battery. I think that any contact between the two of them was incidental. Sergeant Kish was there managing the security team that day. I think that as a part of that, he is consenting to some level of contact with the crowd, as the crowd was, as the court can see from that video, chest to chest and shoulder to shoulder. There's absolutely no way for him to avoid contact with all other individuals when he was there. I understand the court might think that that's an issue for the jury. However, I think that a case like this is more, it's more of a policy thing than it is a, than otherwise, Judge. I think that this case, as the court can see from the procedural history, started out as a felony battery on law enforcement. Miss Hardy was put in jail for 2 days for that. One day, technically 23 hours, but it counts as 2 days credit in the eyes of the law. She's been punished for this. And the state's pursuing it when I don't believe, one, they have actual facts that are supported by their victim. We didn't know until today that the victim disagreed with the police report entirely. And then we are have him put on the stand, and he essentially misleads the jury as to whether his hand makes contact with Miss Hardy. So I think there's a number of issues here. I'd ask the court to find that this is not a case that should even make it to the jury. And either under Idaho Criminal Rule 48, find that this is a matter of justice to be dismissed at this point in time, or simply taking it out of the jury's hands with Idaho Criminal Rule 29. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll come back in just a moment. I'm looking up 48. Which I was familiar with, but typically required a notice, had a notice requirement under Rule 48. I understand Rule 29, that's why I was looking at Rule 48.
And Judge, I believe it has a notice requirement if I'm filing it as a motion. However, I do believe the court can take that up on your own decision.
And I had read it, the court on notice to all parties may dismiss on its own motion or on a motion, which I consider to be a notice, but I'm happy to take a look at that again.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll come back to you in just a moment, Mr. Black. Mr. Beltran?
Your Honor, the complaint read as to the jury says that that there was a shoving and or pushing aside and or chest bumping against Trooper Michael Kish. The witness did testify that he felt a bump against him, and when he turned, it was the defendant that he was facing. This is all based on his perception, Your Honor. I don't believe that him not writing a report or a report being written by another officer deserves a rule 29 motion, Your Honor. It's based on his perception, and the video clearly shows that there was an intention of the defendant, that the general intention of the defendant to get the opposing member of the other side is satisfied by her action that led up to that crime, Your Honor.
Wait, so you're talking about her intent towards someone else, not towards Officer Kish, Trooper Kish, I should say, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, Your Honor. But the estate is arguing that the general intent is satisfied. It's not that she was still trying to get at this other member, and it was her intention to do so. In doing so, she bumped against Trooper Kish, Your Honor.
Would you address, I've heard some testimony about swat or slap hands. That's not included in your complaint at all. I don't see that allegation being anywhere. I see shove, push, or chest bump. And so the swat or slap hands doesn't seem to constitute part of your charge. Is that correct?
That is correct, Your Honor. The state is trying to get at what is in the complaint, which is the bump against Ms. Michael Trooper Kish's back, Your Honor.
Mr. Black.
Judge, the thrust of the argument here is that this case shouldn't be here today. It just shouldn't be. I mean, it's not justice to have this go forward. And so I understand that there's a notice requirement under Idaho Criminal Rule 48. That's why I'm bringing this under both 48 and 29, is that after the court's seen the testimony of the officer here, seen it the way that this case is charged, and seen that this was an incidental contact in between Ms. Hardy and Trooper Kish, I understand he was there doing his job. I appreciate that. I'm not trying to say that he reacted poorly in this case. What I'm saying is that the way the system is reacting to the situation is important. And that's what I'm asking the court to address in deciding to take this out of the hands of the jury. Because as much as I would hope that a jury would return a verdict of not guilty, you never know. And so I'm asking the court to look at this case, evaluate it, find that it is not just to allow it to go forward any further, and dismiss it or find a judgment of acquittal under Rule 21.
Thank you. Let's do this. Let's take a break. I'm going to take the video back, the picture, look at that, and consider 3 minutes. Let's take a 15-minute break so the parties can use any facilities they need to use. I'll come back and issue a ruling on both of those under Rule 29 and Rule 48, Mr. Black.
All rise, please.
Give me one moment here. The court's intending to rule on the defense Rule 29 motion, also the state's, the defense Rule 48 motion, both brought in this particular case. I had a chance to go back and review a few things. I reviewed the amended complaint in this case that I think is important to look at, alleging that this any alleged battery was committed by actually, intentionally, and unlawfully touching or striking the person of Michael Kish against his will by shoving him and or pushing him aside and or chest bumping him. So that's the language. Nothing to do with the hand or movements of hands, but very specific language that I had incorporated into the jury instructions. Shoving, pushing aside, chest bumping. I had a chance to watch the video and also review Defense Exhibit A, which purports, and the court does believe, show the witness's arm touching the defendant. Mid-torso area near the chest region. I don't know if there was any intent to touch near the chest region. It simply seemed to be an attempt to move parties back. I don't think there's any intent to touch in any region of the body. It was simply inadvertently, perhaps in an area there. But watching State's Exhibit 1 admitted by the state, it is entirely clear to the court that it was the witness's hand. I have no question about that when I watched it and watched that was the defendant's hand. Watching it just appeared clear to me from the entirety of that. This is brought pursuant to a couple rules. Rule 29, which I'll read. Before submission to the jury, after the prosecution closes evidence, which did happen, the court on defendant's motion or its own motion must enter judgment of acquittal of any offense for which the evidence is insufficient to sustain a conviction. Rule 48. The court, on notice to all parties, may dismiss a criminal action on its own motion or on motion of any party. are for the following grounds, primarily sub 2 there, A2. For any other reason, the court concludes dismissal will serve the ends of justice and the effective administration of the court's business. And so I've been given two particular reasons. Let me state at the outset that the number of concerns I have right now. One, the discovery given in this particular case, in which there were no statements by this witness, and we had these conversations earlier today, no statements by this witness. So the only statements as to anything that happened were the video given, and those obtained somehow from social media. And secondarily, the report issued by a different law enforcement officer, which quite frankly, the witness today testified portions of it did not in fact happen, or claimed, well, that may have been his perspective, but I don't recall that. I don't recall there were a number of I don't recalls taking place. I didn't recall a number of things there. The primary testimony from the state's witness today was that he showed up, he had his hands raised, kind of in a general area of talking, a little above his waist, chest level, gesturing with his hands, which watching the video, it's clear his hands had moved out and were in some semblance trying to hold Ms. Hardy back, that he had turned his back to her, that while his back was turned, she had pushed into him slightly, and he said, came into contact with his back as if trying to push past. He talked about a potential bump or push into. It's always somewhat difficult for someone to ascertain what's taking place when their back is turned to someone and they're unknown what's taking place there. But that seemed to be the extent of the testimony on the state's case. And I will note that the testimony was scant. I don't know if we made it 10 minutes of testimony or not in this particular case from the state before they arrested. In regards to the defense, and State's Exhibit 1 was admitted, in regards to the defense, under defense testimony, the primary, there was some discussion of moving a hand or potential slapping a hand, but once again, that's not charged whatsoever in the complaint. So none of that's alleged in the complaint. The primary thing being shove, push, or chest bump there. And she said that under cross-examination, came close to me, her chest came into contact, and later characterized as a bump with a chest. And that was about it right there. Noting, I noted that two or three times and started my own notes. Chest came into contact, bump with chest, without talking about how it happened. But the court has the video, which seems to be the best evidence for the court to review, given that the officer said he had his back turned. And so I watched the video, and I watched, I think, the entire time we took a recess. I watched it over and over again, and will note the following. One, the officer, while I testified, his hands did not make contact with Ms. Hardy. It's clear his hands were in contact with her. It shows that at the beginning, him pushing up against her with his left arm against her body, as she appears from the court's position to be agitated and yelling at someone else, not at the officer, but towards someone else. There are people on the other side yelling, and I'm unable to tell exactly to whom she's yelling, but can see that. There is some indication at the beginning of the video that her hand, the officer's hand was on her arm. She may have pushed his arm down, but once again, that's not the charge here. The testimony entirely from the state was the allegation here, the pushing, the chest bumping. And that's why I took it all, the testimony here, the chest bumping. When I watched this, the relevant portion seemed to be, well, say this at the beginning, when his arm was up against her, I can't find that she was pushing him or he was pushing her. I don't know. They're both in contact. He's doing something with his left arm against her. I can't find that she's chest bumping, pushing, or shoving him at that point. There is a later portion where he turns his back to her and she makes a movement that the court will best describe as trying to go around him, from the court's perspective, she was looking not at him. Some people had held her back and she was going around almost as she was trying to go around him, come towards the camera more to go around him. And from the court's perspective, there may have been an inadvertent brush with, for lack of a better term, your breast or something else against the officer's shoulder, him turning then back into you. So that's at most you trying to get around him. This case does require that you actually intentionally and unlawfully touched or struck the person him against his will by shoving, pushing, and or chest bumping him. Once again, the witness testimony seems to be, from the court's perspective, contradicted by the very video introduced by the state. I'm surprised at a couple things. One, maybe the nature in which this was charged. This appears to be entirely incidental contact that I saw when I noted Ms. Hardy attempting to go around the officer. The officer had been pushing back with his left hand just under around her breast. I don't think, once again, that was intentional. One instance where her arm came down, but that wasn't charged or even testified much to today. The primary portion being her trying to get around while his back was turned. The court notes, I saw her looking in a different direction, not at the officer, almost looking ahead of her where she was trying to go, slipping around, this being a very crowded room. And I'll note in this case that this charge requires some type of intentional conduct, that there be some type of intentional touching of the witness. To the extent there was any touching, this appears to be purely incidental, unintentional, as she's trying to get around him and then turns back. In this case, I simply cannot find that there is sufficient information to go to the jury, and I'm going to grant the defense request to dismiss this case. I'll note additionally, given what I saw, I'm really doing this under Rule 29, but if it had been brought under Rule 48, it very well may have been granted in that situation under Rule 48, which I believe requires notice. But the ends of justice, I would tend to think after watching that video, would also require this. And so I note that. I'm disappointed in the nature of the discovery that was given, the officer testifying for the first time here, and the characterizations being given to the court that there was no notice of what necessarily his testimony would be. And I think that became somewhat apparent during the questioning when he was being asked questions about someone else's report and saying, well, no, that's not true or this or that. In this case, I simply believe there's not sufficient information to go to the jury, because I don't think there's sufficient information about the actual the intentional touching in this particular case, the intentional touching of Michael Kish. So I'm granting the defense request for motion of acquittal, judgment of acquittal, and we'll grant that in this particular case. I'll discharge the jury shortly and go back and let them know of that decision. Mr. Black, any comment from you?
None, Judge.
Mr. Beltran?
No, Your Honor.
Given that, I'll enter that judgment shortly, and Ms. Hardy, you are free to be excused in this case.
Thank you.